This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQA.com. And when we're on the process of moving forward, there's a part of us that feels like we should always be moving forward, we should always be enjoying the process, we should always be successful, and anything away from that feels like a failure on some level. But the truth be known, I don't like failure, and it's okay if you don't like failure either. What's important is that we keep our sense and our disgust with failure in proportion so it doesn't consume us. So today, we're going to tap with this idea of failure and how we can be comfortable with it. Side of the hand, nice big deep breath. And as always, as we tap through, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the order that makes the most sense for you. I hate failure. I hate failing. I hate having a plan and having it go wrong. I hate hoping for better and having it go sideways. I hate having things blow up in my face. I hate when things don't work out. And it's okay for me to hate these things. When I'm frustrated with failure, when I'm disappointed with progress, when I'm overwhelmed with what is going on, that is the part of me that simply wants better. That is the part of me that wants more successful. That is the part of me that wants to move forward. I give myself permission to recognize that when I feel frustration about failure, it is the part of me that only wants better. It is the part of me that wants more. I hear the part of me that hates failure. I acknowledge it. And I choose not to live in it. I choose to hear what it has to say. I choose to respond to that. And I choose to move on. It's okay to not be okay with failure. But I don't want to stay in that hate. I want to use that as motivation to move forward. I want to use that as motivation to take action. I want to use that as motivation to be fully present to who I am and where I am. I give myself permission to not love failure, to learn from failure, and to let it go.